With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Doctor Who is such a powerful show in that it can create an icon out of just about anything, even a character who only shows up for a single scene and is never heard from again. With that in mind, I'm Will for Who Culture, and here are the 10 best Doctor Who characters in one scene only. 10. Ood Elder, The End of Time. We've seen a lot of the Ood in Doctor Who, from their initial appearance as a villain in The Impossible Planet and The Satan Pit, to a supporting role in The Doctor's Wife, to a cameo in Revolution of the Daleks. But one particular Ood we haven't seen much of at all is the Ood Elder, whose Doctor Who screen time consists of a single scene in The End of Time Part 1. The power of the Ood is quite underrated by Doctor Who fans, and this guy is on a whole nother level above the rest of his species, able to give the 10th Doctor a visual sneak peek at events that are yet to pass. The Wilfred Mott, Lucy Saxton, how are they all connected? Us viewers don't yet know, but the soothing tones of Brian Cox made the Ood Elder a captivating figure regardless. We also love how this guy's brain is exposed on the top of his head. Like, yeah, I'm so badass that I don't even need a skull. The Ood Elder might be lacking in screen time, but it's clear he's an incredibly powerful creature. 9. Rastan Warrior Robot, The Five Doctors. Doctor Who does this thing a lot, where it introduces a brand new monster and calls it the deadliest, most feared, most powerful creature in the galaxy. Back in 1983's The Five Doctors, we met one of the first villains to hold this title, with the Third Doctor labeling the Rastan Warrior Robot as the most perfect killing machine ever devised. Now, we shouldn't judge a book by its cover, of course, but this humanoid in a big grey body condom doesn't exactly give off deadly killer vibes, does he? However, old Rasty immediately proves that first impressions can be wrong when he annihilates a group of Cybermen, flinging arrows in a manner that would make Robin Hood himself jealous. The Rastan Warrior Robot also has the ability to teleport, which he does by jumping into the air with the exact same energy as a school kid playing hopscotch. He hasn't been seen since this Cyberman massacre, although former and future showrunner Russell T. Davies has expressed interest in bringing this monster back, so maybe Series 14 will be round 2 for Rasty. Watch this space. 8. C. Spyfall. Stephen Fry's involvement in Doctor Who had been a long time coming. Not only did he come within a hair's breadth of penning an episode in Series 2, his script was dropped at the last minute and replaced with Fear Her, but he's Stephen Goddamn Fry, a national treasure. How it took until 2020 for him to appear in the show is beyond anyone's guess. On the plus side, when he did finally show up, he made the most of the small role he was given. Fry appears in an extended scene at the start of Spyfall Part 1, where he plays C, the head of MI6. Of course, Mr. Fry and his marvelous voice would be the perfect person to head up our national security. And the actor feels right at home here, reeling off spy-fi jargon and commanding the room with apparent ease. It's just a shame he was killed off so soon, although his shock death definitely made the character even more memorable than he already was. 7. Art Gallery Visitors, City of Death. Possibly the most famous celebrity cameo in Doctor Who history is this short scene in City of Death, featuring John Cleese and Eleanor Bron as a couple of punters discussing the artistic merits of the Doctor's TARDIS. The story goes that Cleese and Bron only agreed to do the cameo if it was kept under wraps, and as such, their appearance was a total surprise to viewers watching live at the time. Though the scene isn't rip-roaringly hilarious or anything like that, Cleese is such a funny guy that you can't help but chuckle when he first pops up. The biggest laugh occurs moments later, though, as the TARDIS disappears before the pair's eyes, leaving them totally bemused. To quote Bron's character, this short moment is absolutely exquisite. 6. Adrian, the Caretaker. If you want to kick back and relax with a fun, breezy Doctor Who episode, then Series 8's The Caretaker is a really solid option. A spiritual sequel to the 11th Doctor episodes The Lodger and Closing Time, which were also penned by Gareth Roberts. This is another fish-out-of-water storyline in which the 12th Doctor attempts to blend in with ordinary human society. Very badly. Sorry, Doc, you're just too weird for this. The Doctor's alienness and lack of social skills create a ton of laughs throughout, but one of the biggest is in a scene in which the Doctor mistakes Clara's friend and fellow teacher, Adrian, for her boyfriend. Casting director Andy Pryor and costume designer Howard Burden did a magnificent job with actor Edward Harrison in this scene. The whole gag is that Adrian resembles the dashing 11th Doctor, which is why the 12th Doctor assumes that he and Clara are dating. And instantly, without a shoehorned-in line of dialogue where one of the characters explains the joke, the audience just gets it. Add in Capaldi's hilarious performance, and it's impossible not to smile. Though Adrian does briefly return during the parents' evening scene, it's such a nothing moment that it may as well not be counted. So, I'm not counting it. The entire purpose of his character is for this 11th Doctor joke anyway, so from that angle, he's very much a one-scene wonder.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
5. Salad Man, the woman who fell to Earth. The wonderful thing about a fandom the size of Doctor Who is that random moments, characters, and lines of dialogue can take on a life of their own and become these unstoppable memes that circulate for years to come. This happened in Jodie Whittaker's first full outing as the 13th Doctor, when a random drunk guy started chucking his salad over the villain of the week, Tim Shaw, who he mistook for a Halloween trick-or-treater. Overnight, Salad Man became something of a minor celebrity. The Radio Times even tracked down actor Philip Aboyden to interview him, where he revealed that he actually used a real salad prop during his audition tape. The dedication is admirable. Salad Man's single scene is one of the funniest Doctor Who moments ever, and the memes that followed are even better. He's already been edited into the Halloween apocalypse, and he'll no doubt endure as a Hooniverse icon for years to come. Ah, Salad Man, a true hero who gave his life while battling an alien menace. 4. John, Remembrance of the Daleks. Remembrance of the Daleks is full of awesome Dalek action from start to end. But one of the strongest moments in the serial is a quiet conversation between the 7th Doctor and a man called John. Entering the cafe where John works, the Doctor sits down deep in thought. He asks for a mug of tea, but what he gets in return is so much more than a delicious, comforting beverage. He and John end up embarking on a brief philosophical discussion about the gravity of our decisions, both big and small. John, a Jamaican man, tells the Doctor about how his great-grandfather was kidnapped and sold into the cane-cutting business, a moment in time that created ripple effects with unforeseen consequences. He concludes by telling the Doctor, "Life's like that. Best thing is just to get on with it." In other words, we can't control what's going to happen, we can only make the best of the hand we're dealt. It's a surprisingly profound moment, especially considering that it occurs slap bang in the middle of a story about Daleks blowing each other to scrap metal. 3. Old Canton, the impossible astronaut. We're going to bend the rules a little here and include the older version of Canton Everett, Delaware III. Look, this is a Doctor Who list. If there's one show where we should be free to discuss alternate versions of the same character, it's this one. Anyway, the younger Canton, who's also a fantastic character, appears as a regular throughout The Impossible Astronaut and Day of the Moon, but the elder Canton only gets a single, highly memorable scene at the start of the former episode. The older, grizzled Canton pops up out of nowhere while the Doctor and the Ponds, all three of them, are enjoying a picnic on the shores of Lake Silencio. Although it's clear that the Doctor knows him, his arrival goes unexplained, which immediately makes him an intriguing figure, and this intrigue is only heightened when he suggestively plonks a can of gasoline next to the Doctor's corpse. Canton then reveals that he knows who Amy, Rory, and River are, even though they've got no idea who he is. This mystery is then unpacked over the course of the story, but not before old Canton exits his scene with a real mic drop of a line, one that can be only described as Moffat. I won't be seeing you again, but you'll be seeing me. Also, fun fact, William Morgan Shepherd, the actor who plays old Canton, is the father of Mark Shepherd, who plays young Canton. Talk about perfect casting. 2. Old Billy Shipton. Blink. Since we're bending the rules with older slash younger versions of characters, it would be an absolute crime to exclude the senior Billy Shipton from Blink. Blink has been praised to death ever since it aired, and rightfully so, but a moment that isn't talked about enough is the scene in which old Billy enjoys a final, heartfelt conversation with Sally Sparrow, before peacefully passing away. Having watched Billy's charming younger self flirt with Sally literally 2 minutes before, we immediately feel sympathetic towards this older version, who has lived a long, complicated life after being zapped back in time by the Weeping Angels. The stark contrast between the fast-talking, energetic 20-something Billy and this weary, ill, and pensive one is utterly devastating, and it's a real kick in the stomach when he rests his wrinkled hand against Sally's, tearfully wondering aloud where all the time has gone and how he came to be this way. In a single moment, writer Stephen Moffat and director Hetty MacDonald capture the true horror of the Weeping Angels, with actor Louis Mahoney only elevating their work with his incredibly moving performance. A few moments later, and Billy is gone, leaving behind a scene that has more emotional texture than most entire episodes do. To everyone involved, bravo. 1. The Curator, The Day of the Doctor. We all knew this one was coming, but really, who else deserves to be here? Tom Baker's fourth Doctor is the Doctor that our parents reminisce about, and their passion was then passed on to younger generations when the 2005 revival came along. So, in a way, Baker is responsible for the strength and endurance of Doctor Who fandom today. How's that for a fixed point in time? Taking all this history into account, Baker's cameo in the 50th anniversary romp The Day of the Doctor is one of the most special moments in Doctor Who history. Hearing that booming voice, seeing his quirky mannerisms, and watching him and Matt Smith bounce off each other like old pals was amazing. Not to mention the fact that Baker got to bring the plot of the episode, and in many ways the overarching plot of New Who's first 8 years, to a close, with just a single line of dialogue. Gallifrey falls no more. Russell, God knows how you're going to top this one in the 60th anniversary special, but you've got 2 years to figure it out.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.